General Alfred M. Gray, Jr., all I ask for is balanced reporting. Over a 41-year career, General Al Gray rose from the enlisted ranks to become Commandant of the Marine Corps. In this passage from an interview done with Scott Ladig in 2010, General Gray provides his perspectives on the media. His comments are based on his combat experience with the 12th Marines in Vietnam in 1965 and 1966. He relates the frustrations and consequences implicit in dealing with the media that does not automatically report all the news coming from a combat zone.
Simple facts were that back home, from the vantage point of knowing what was going on in the five northern provinces, as well as somewhat knowledgeable of the rest of Vietnam, what was being broadcast and told to the American people was, in many, many, many instances, not the real situation, and did not portray the successes that we were having. Now, you have to understand, too, that I'm of the school that the Vietnam conflict could have been won, and that we didn't, fight it the right way and approach it the right way and all, but the conflict could have been won, and I still feel very strongly about that. So, to summarize, really, the media, in many cases, biased, and in many cases did not present the successes that American forces were having throughout the country, particularly in my experience, particularly in the northern five provinces. The situation was what was such that, it just seemed like the media was only interested in what was sensational and what could be seen and shown. And you couldn't visit, the media couldn't visit the Vietnam operations or anything like that, or see any of the Vietnam terrorist activities. For example, in 1 year alone, while I was there in 65, 66, they assassinated 1,000 village chiefs for trying to be loyal and support the South Vietnamese government. And I think I reiterated the story. You didn't see this on television. If you were with me, and I think I've told that story, if you were with me in October of 1965, south of Da Nang, you'd have seen a small 10-year-old girl come running towards our lines, crying, and the light, coming to our lines for safety. And her father had been assassinated the night before by Viet Cong for being supportive of the South Vietnamese government. And her arms had been severed at the elbows. And she came running to our lines for help. Now that is terrorism. Of course, it's not a nice story, but it's terrorist activities. And so this was the way the North Vietnamese operated, long before the MFP, and certainly when they began to make their efforts to have nationalism and to unify Vietnam. But if you look at North Vietnamese history, before we got deeply involved in the activities of some of their leaders in the northwestern part of North Vietnam and the like, it's the same kind of thing. Always proselytizing people, and they, of course, operate using terrorist type activities. So, these kinds of things, in summary, all I would ask for in the future is balance reporting. We weren't interested in covering up anything or anything like that, to take the people to bed, but balance reporting is what's needed. So, we have to come to grips with this, and we have to recognize that. In many cases, like in Vietnam, they only reported, what they had access to and the activities that made a big splash and the like. And
Freedom of the press is an important and cherished constitutional right. Indeed, many members of the military have died protecting that liberty. The revolution in communications, the internet, and social media has given the worldwide public a front seat to Marine Corps operations, for better or worse. One Marine observed that the media is like the weather. You cannot do anything about it, but must learn to manage its consequences. The propensity of professional journalists to highlight the sensational should spur Marines to have a comprehensive plan for dealing with the media. Commanders must realize that every Marine is a strategic communicator in the sense that media reports can influence national decisions. General Gray's comment that the media only reports what they have access to should be seriously considered. It raises the question, how much access should the media be given, and can the media be trusted to report accurately on operations? Are Marines of all ranks being properly trained in dealing with the media? Are units developing a comprehensive media relations plan before operations with inherent newsworthiness are undertaken? For further reading, read The Big Story by Peter Braestrup, Parallels Between Iraq and Vietnam from the Marine Corps Gazette, October 2006 by Matthew H. Peterson, and Media Relations, A Commander's Perspective from the Marine Corps Gazette, December 1995 by General Anthony Zinni and Frank Lorenz.